Is change of zone number 2010 CMF Cool Spring LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 2010 for CMF Cool Spring LLC for a change in zone from the AR1 Agricultural Residential District to an MR-RPC Medium Density Residential Plan Community District based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is an application to rezone a nearly 637-acre site of land along Route 9, Log Cabin Hill Road, Cool Spring Road, and Hudson Road in eastern Sussex County to an MR-RPC. The purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale developments as a means of creating a superior living environment through unified developments and to provide for the application of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future developments and achieving the goals of the comprehensive plan. This purpose is satisfied with this application. Two, this application also includes a change in zone from AR1 to MR. The purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer is available. The stated purpose of the MR district is satisfied for this site. Both central water and sewer are available. It is also in an area that is continuing to develop with a more urban character, including nearby large and small businesses, commercial, retail, and office uses. It is adjacent to the Bay Health Medical and Surgical Center that provides health care and surgical services to all of eastern Sussex County. It is adjacent to Artesian Water Company's 1 million gallon water tower. It is also located along one of DART's bus routes. This rezoning is consistent with the zoning and land uses in the area. Three, Route 9 is classified by DLDOT and County Code as a major arterial roadway. The development complies with the updated memorandum of understanding between Sussex County and DLDOT addressing the traffic impacts of a rezoning application. In compliance with the MOU, Century Engineering was retained to perform a traffic impact study, or TIS, to determine the impact of the development under the scope and parameters established by DLDOT. The TIS reviewed the impact of all proposed development and access points and at approximately 48 intersections in the area surrounding the development. The TIS dated June 30, 2022, was reviewed by DLDOT, and DLDOT issued its TIS review letter on January 10, 2023. After the TIS review letter was issued, the applicant made changes to the RPC plan to reduce the number of proposed dwellings and to reduce the number of access points on area roads from 10 to 6. These changes reduce the daily PM peak hour trips associated with the RPC. DLDOT then required an updated review of the TIS based on these changes and required a supplemental sensitivity analysis to identify when recommended road improvements should be implemented. A final revised TIS review letter was issued by DLDOT on January 14, 2025. The revised review letter requires the applicant to be responsible for 22 specific roadway and intersection improvements and contributing to existing DLDOT projects that are identified in detail on pages 17 through 24 of the revised TIS review letter. The applicant will be responsible for the improvements and contributions as determined by DLDOT in accordance with the Sussex County DLDOT MOU, as well as the timing of their construction. Recognizing that the build-out of this MR-RPC will occur over a 10 to 25 year period, the timing of construction of these improvements will be identified as part of the MR-RPC's master plan as a condition of approval. Four, while the site is currently designated low density on the future land use map of the comprehensive plan, the applicant is simultaneously requesting a future land use map amendment to the coastal area designation. The Planning and Zoning Commission is recommending approval of this amendment. Five, with the amendment of the comprehensive plan's future land use map, the comprehensive plan states the MR zoning is appropriate in the coastal area and that a higher density of 4 to 12 units per acre. The plan also states that a range of housing types should be permitted, including single family homes, townhomes, and multifamily units. Appropriate mixed use development should also be allowed. In doing so, careful mixtures of homes with light commercial, office, and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and to allow people to work close to home. This project satisfies this objective. Six, for the reasons set forth in the recommendation, the applicant has satisfactorily addressed the criteria set forth in 99-9C of the Sussex County Subdivision Code. Additionally, the applicant has addressed possible archaeological and historical impacts of the project through an archaeological assessment report with comments supplied by the state's Historic Preservation Office. This includes the preservation of a small cemetery on the site. The applicant has also provided a report prepared by Sage Policy Group regarding the impact of this development on the local school district and including economic benefits through increased tax revenue to the school district as a result of the MRRPC. 7, although Sussex County has not yet adopted a master plan ordinance, master planning is a long-standing goal of the county. A development of this size and scope includes residential villages with single-family and multifamily housing options, an affordable village of 700 multifamily dwellings of various types with 175 units participating in the Sussex County rental program, providing workforce housing units, a town center containing retail, service, educational, recreational uses, and assisted living facility with a medical office building. County staff has confirmed that the plan includes 18.52 acres of commercial uses, which is within the maximum acreage of commercial uses of convenience and necessity to the development as a whole in accordance with 115-119B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. This variety of uses essentially creates a master plan community. The single large interconnected MRRPC development with an integrated design is preferable to multiple unrelated single family subdivisions. 8, the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan states that master planning should be encouraged for a large-scale development on large parcels or groups of parcels with a higher density and mixed-use developments to provide flexibility in site design. The 2020 Delaware Strategies for State Policy and Spending also advocates development of complete communities that typically include an integrated pedestrian and bike network, new streets interconnected with existing streets, intermingling of residential and commercial uses, and the inclusion of parks or open space networks within the developments. 9, the development is consistent with the goals set forth of Chapter 8 of the Comprehensive Plan regarding housing. The following examples are goals, objectives, and strategies within Chapter 8 of the plan that are addressed by this development. A, Goal 8.2, ensure that a diversity of housing opportunities are available to meet the needs of residents of different ages, income levels, abilities, national origins, and household configurations. B, Objective 8.2.1, affirmatively further affordable and fair housing opportunities in the county to better accommodate the housing needs of all residents. C, Strategy 8.2.1.3, explore ways for private developers to provide more multifamily and affordable housing opportunities. D, Objective 8.2.3, facilitate and promote land use policies that enable and increase in supply of affordable housing in areas with adequate infrastructure. E, Strategy 8.2.3.1, promote increasing affordable housing options, including the supply of rental units near employment opportunities. This project is consistent with these goals. It is intended to provide affordable housing opportunities in an area where the use is consistent with the existing and planned infrastructure, and it is located near numerous employment opportunities with access to many more employment opportunities given its location on an established DART route. 10, the MRRPC includes site plan review with a rezoning process. The applicant has provided a master plan mixed-use site plan with a variety of housing types and commercial uses. Because of this variety, the site plan's design is superior to an exclusively residential or exclusively commercial development. For example, county staff has noted that the design includes the provision of middle housing units at various locations through the plan's villages and with walkable connections to day-to-day services and open space. The MRRPC design is substantially better than one more cluster subdivision adding to Sussex County sprawl, something the county is currently working to reduce. In this case, such a cluster subdivision could include 1,200 homes on 7,500 square foot lots. Instead, the mixed-use design will allow residents to use and enjoy a variety of retail, educational, restaurant, food services, and other varied uses near their homes without having to travel outside of the community. This benefits the residents of the community and county residents by reducing the need to travel on area roadways for these uses. 11, the use will be served by central water and sewer by a publicly regulated utility company. 12, even though this project is adjacent to a Bay Health medical facility, Dr. David Tam, the president and CEO of BB Health Care, testified in support of the project. Dr. Tam testified that this type of development and housing is needed in eastern Sussex County to recruit and maintain appropriate staffing levels within area healthcare services. Terry Murphy, the president and CEO of Bay Health, also provided a letter supporting this application, stating that workforce housing in this area of Sussex County is critical as we recruit the clinical and support team members providing services at our Route 9 campus. I feel that this application will have the needed impact to ensure that expansion of health care services and workforce housing to this population. Without more affordable and varied housing options like what is proposed for this project, it is difficult to recruit support staff and physicians for the entire area healthcare system, whether BB or Bay Health or others. 13, the multifamily residential portion of this development will provide an affordable renting housing option for current and future Sussex County residents. The high price of homes and rentals in much of eastern Sussex County makes housing unaffordable for a lot of workforce in this area. People cannot afford to live where they work. The applicant will provide 175 units that will be included in and administered under the Sussex County Rental Unit Program, governed by Chapter 72 of the Sussex County Code. 14, Sussex County Council declared in Chapter 72, Section 18 of the County Code that it is the public policy of the county to A, encourage the creation of a full range of housing choices conveniently located in suitable living environments for all incomes, ages, and family and sizes. B, encourage the production of affordable rental units to meet the existing and anticipated future employment needs in the county. C, assure that affordable rental units are dispersed throughout the county consistent with a comprehensive plan. D, encourage developments in growth areas as defined within the county's comprehensive plan and areas of opportunity as defined by DSHA to include a minimum percentage of affordable rental units on public water and sewer systems. This application with a mixed-use site plan addresses each of these stated goals. 15, the future land use element of the comprehensive plan states that Sussex County should expand affordable housing opportunities, particularly in areas near job centers and the Delaware State Housing Authority's areas of opportunity. DSHA has indicated that this project is in an area of opportunity where diverse housing types should be supported. This means that the area has high quality schools, supportive infrastructure, and the capacity to support diverse and affordable housing types. DSHA noted that the need for affordable housing in the coastal resort area of Sussex County is acute and well documented. This was affirmed by a letter from the Housing Alliance of Delaware stating that there is an acute need for affordable housing options near the eastern coast of Sussex County and supporting this project. The Alliance noted that this project, a step towards addressing the pressing housing needs in our community while also promoting a vibrant, inclusive environment. 16, the site is located along a bus transit route operated year-round by DART from Georgetown to the Lewis Park and Ride. Connections to the entire DART bus network are included. 17, there are resources on the site as defined by the Sussex County Zoning Code. The developer has supplied a drainage assessment report and an environmental assessment and public facilities report in support of the application. In addition, the site plan complies with the requirements for resources and resource buffers set forth in the Zoning Code, and the design meets or exceeds the design standards for protecting these resources. 18, surface and groundwater pollution will be prevented through the design and construction of the development and its stormwater management facilities using an erosion and sediment control plan in accordance with the requirement of under the jurisdiction of Sussex County Conservation District and DENREC. Conversion of the property from agricultural use to the proposed development will decrease the nitrogen and phosphorus loading on the property. 19, the property currently contains approximately 217 acres of woodlands. Approximately 114 acres, or 53% of the existing woodlands, will be preserved within approximately 295 acres of open space that will exist throughout the site. The majority of the woodlands being removed are in areas that have been timbered in the past and contains tree species typical of prior timbered land. The majority of the woodlands being preserved are mature woodlands and will be preserved and protected as part of a conservation area. 20, the eastern boundary of the site contains a single perennial stream, Martin Branch, and associated non-tidal wetlands containing 29.6 acres. The stream and non-tidal wetlands will be preserved and protected as part of a conservation area. 21, the buffers required by Sussex County Resource Buffer Ordinance as to Martin Branch and the adjacent non-tidal wetlands will provide a resource buffer 45 feet in width containing 13.73 acres of forested land. Adjacent to the resource buffers, the applicant is creating an additional preservation and conservation area containing 61.61 acres of forested land with the exception of a 2.6-acre open field area that will be maintained as a natural meadow. This additional conservation area substantially increases the width of the wetland buffer to an average of 130 feet. The required 30-foot resource buffer would contain 9.24 acres. The actual buffer provided within the proposed design expands the total buffer area to 75.34 acres, over 8 times the area of the required resource buffer. 22. All of the area comprising Martin Branch, the adjacent non-tidal wetlands, the expanded resource buffer, and the voluntary conservation area, totaling approximately 104.93 acres or over 16% of the site, will be subject to a declaration of restrictions permanently preserving it as a conservation area and a buffer management plan providing for the management and stewardship of the area. 23, with conditions imposed including the affordable housing units administered under the county's SCRP program, this mixed-use master plan project meets the purpose of the zoning code and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county and its residents. 24, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 1,922 residential units within the MRRPC comprised of 534 single-family homes on individual lots and 1,388 multifamily units. The units shall be phased in pursuant to a phasing plan submitted as part of the final site plan review. 175 of the Village A units shall be subject to the Sussex County SCRP program administered under Chapter 72 of the Sussex County Code. Village A shall be constructed as part of the first phase of the residential development of this project. B, the MRRPC master plan shall provide a tabular breakdown of all types of residential units and commercial floor areas within it. This tabular breakdown shall also identify the number of SCRP and Workforce Housing Accelerator Fund units to be included in the project and identify the distribution and location of these units throughout the project. Given the size and complexity of this RPC, any future request to revise its site plan shall be accompanied by a revised master site plan showing the requested updates at the tabular breakdown, including a table summarizing the date and nature of each revision. C, the RPC town commercial uses shall conform to the uses shown on the preliminary site plan, and the land dedicated to these commercial uses shall not exceed 19.22 acres. The applicant proffered that the YMCA will have a location within the town center. Under a separate conditional use, there is an educational facility within the RPC as well. Both of these facilities shall be constructed within the first phase of the town center. D, all intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with the final revised TIS review letter dated January 14, 2025, along with any additional requirements that DLDOT may impose. There shall be interconnectivity provided to the Bay Health property adjacent to the town center, with signage on the site indicating that pedestrian and vehicular interconnectivity will occur at this location. The design and location of the signage shall be shown on the final site plan, and the signage shall be installed when site work first begins within the MRRPC. This interconnectivity shall be fully constructed and open for use by residents prior to the issuance of the first certificate of occupancy for the first commercial unit within the town center. E, as stated by the applicant, there will be a clubhouse with a minimum 7,500 square feet of floor area, including a refreshment area, fitness center, space for group fitness, exercise, a children's play area, meeting and gathering rooms, casual area, staff offices, restrooms, and storage. Adjacent to the clubhouse, there should be an outdoor resort-style swimming pool, hot tub area, and a separate children's pool and splash area. All of these pool areas shall be surrounded by an expansive deck with shaded and unshaded areas. The amenities shall also include tennis, pickleball courts, bocce courts, and a green space picnic area with fire pits, grills, seating, and open space for special events and entertainment. The MRRPC master plan shall include a description of the types and frequency of special events and entertainment that will occur in this area and identify the specific area utilized as part of these events. There will be 4 additional outdoor pools with bathhouses located in Village B, D, and G, and between Villages E and F. The site will also include larger village parks, smaller neighborhood parks, and recreational features to be determined at the time of the site plan approval for each phase of the RPC. All amenities shall be constructed and open for use in accordance with the 115-194.5 of the zoning code. F, the development shall be connected to Artesian Water Company's sanitary sewer system. G, the development shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. H, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements. The project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The master plan and each of the site plan for each of these phases of the RPC shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District. I, the internal main roads that intersect with Hudson Road, Log Cabin Road, and Route 9, being the main roads that separate and serve various villages within the RPC, shall be constructed to DLDOT specifications and dedicated to DLDOT. For the remainder of the internal roadways, the street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards. There shall be sidewalks on both sides of the streets with interconnection between the sidewalks and DLDOT mandated multimodal paths. The roads to be dedicated to DLDOT in accordance with this condition shall be identified as such on the master plan for the MRRPC. J, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. K, the applicant shall consult with the local school district's transportation manager to determine school bus stop locations. The location of these bus stops shall be shown on the master site plan. L, as shown on the preliminary site plan, resource buffers required by Sussex County Code Section 115-193 shall be created to include water, wetlands, their associated resource buffers, and the additional areas shown on the preliminary site plan, all of which shall be permanently protected, delineated, and described on the RPC's master site plan and within a recorded declaration of covenants and buffer management plan for the community. This area shall be protected as part of a dedicated conservation area with the location and details of this conservation area shown on the RPC's master plan. M, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of the MRRPC in accordance with sections 99-5 and 115-25 of the Sussex County Code. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation that exists within. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. Signage identifying this buffer area as non-disturbance area shall be installed along the buffer at 300-foot intervals. This buffer area shall expand to a width of 50 feet in areas along other land used for agricultural purposes as shown on the preliminary site plan. These buffer areas shall be completed within each phase prior to the issuance of any certificates of occupancy for homes within that phase. N, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrances during construction. O, approximately 114 acres of existing 217 acres of woodlands shall be preserved. The RPC's master site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the buffer areas and woodlands that must be preserved. P, all lighting on the site shall be shielded in downward screens so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. Q, as proffered by the applicant, each residential unit shall be obligated to make an annual payment of $50 to the Milton Volunteer Fire Company and $50 to the Lewis Fire Company, beginning with the issuance of a residential certificate of occupancy for each residential unit in the RPC. These fees shall be collected and paid by the applicable homeowners or condominium association within the RPC. As also proffered by the applicant, there shall also be an annual contribution in a total amount of $58,000 to these two fire companies in correlation with the construction of the commercial space within the town center. These contributions requirements shall be set forth on the MRRPC's master plan. A copy of this ordinance shall also be provided to the two fire companies as a condition of the master site plan approval. However, if the state or county enacts a separate law governing the mandatory payment or contribution to fire EMS service applicable to the residential units or town center, then this condition shall no longer apply. R, the Cape Henlopen School District has commented that its schools are at capacity and that new development should contribute to the district's need to expand its facilities to accommodate the additional students that will enroll as a result of this development. Therefore, Sussex County Council should consider establishing a contribution to the Cape and Lopin School District to be paid by the developer to the district upon completion of each residential unit within the development. S, there will be many entrances, off-site, roadway, and intersection improvements constructed to provide safe vehicular and pedestrian access to the development and within area roadways. Given the location and size of the development, the applicant shall coordinate with DLDOT and provide a phasing schedule that shall establish the time frame and phasing of the construction of the commercial buildings, mixed-use buildings, and residential buildings, and the construction of the off-site entrance and roadway improvements that DLDOT will require as a result of the development. The phasing schedule shall be coordinated between the applicant and DLDOT, and it shall be presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration as part of the RPC's master site plan. T, the applicant shall continue to coordinate with DLDOT and other state agencies, Sussex County and the Sussex County Land Trust, to establish an improved and safe pedestrian and bicycle crossing of Route 9 for the Georgetown-Lewis Trail in conjunction with the interconnection of that trail to the internal roads and pathways within the RPC. The details and design of the crossing shall along with the access points from the RPC to the trail shall be provided as part of the RPC's master plan. U, the master plan and each phase's site plan within the RPC and the recorded restrictive covenants shall state that agricultural activities exist nearby and that shall include agriculture use protection notice, along with a similar notice that hunting activities may also occur on nearby properties. V, there is a cemetery located on the eastern side of Village A within the RPC. A master plan shall include an area for visitor parking with access to this cemetery area. W, each phase's site plan shall include a grading plan for the RPC. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots or residential units until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual lot grading plan. X, the master site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all of the buffers and open space areas throughout the RPC. The landscape plan shall clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. Y, a revised preliminary site plan shall either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. In addition, these conditions shall be noted within the RPC's master plan and the site plan for each phase of the RPC. And Z, the master site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2010 CMF Cool Spring LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
Quick statement before I cast my vote, if you don't mind.
Please.
I would just like to say I would love for there to be a proposal in front of us to put this into land preservation, to reforest parts of it that are agricultural land, et cetera. That's not what's coming before us. It's also my personal preference. I don't get the option of just voting based on that. What this does do is preserve more land and forest open space than county code requires. It provides affordable workforce housing and meets many of the requirements that the county has for what it prefers to see developed. So with that, I vote yes.
All right, sir. Ms. Wingate.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you.